So what I want to do is be more specific with you now on how to do it. Now, first of all, let me demonstrate this is really true to you. I mean, you may say, well, yeah, this makes sense, but let's take a quick example. Now, this may be an unfair situation if you're in a place that you're familiar with, but let's try this right now. And if you're in a place you're familiar with, you might want to try it later on in the day when you're not familiar with something, but let's take an example here. What I want you to do right now is I'd like you, if you would, let's test the power of something. I want you to look around your room, the room you're in right now, or if you're in your car, you can look out the windows also, but I want you to notice everything you can see, and I'm only going to give you a few seconds, that is brown. Quick, look around the room, everything you can see that's brown. Look around your car, look outside, everything you can see is brown. Quickly, everything. Make sure you don't miss anything. Everything you can see is brown. Quick, quick, quick. Okay, stop. Close your eyes. With your eyes closed now, close your eyes. If you're driving, this is difficult. Okay, so you may want to try this later as an exercise. But what I'd like you to do is close your eyes, and what I want you to do with your eyes closed now is tell me, or, you know, since I'm not there literally, although I may be, you never know. But just for now, out loud, say everything that's in this room that is green. Oh, maybe I hooked you a little bit, huh? You were waiting for brown. Tell me out loud. Come on, everything that's green. Try this. Everything in that room that's blue. Everything in the room that is white. And everything in the room that's red. And now open your eyes and look around the room and notice everything you can see in this room that's green. Come on, take a good look. Now, some of you may say, well, there's nothing in this room that's green. Look behind you there. There's something green behind you. That's right. What's blue in this room? Now, do you see a lot more green? Do you see a lot more blue now than you did the first time? Unless you're in a room you already are super familiar with, that is, you've already got a picture in your head and you know it, like maybe it's your bedroom and you know everything, even then you may not have noticed everything. But if you're in a strange room or you're in a place you're not used to, what I find is 99% of the time people see a lot more blue and green when I ask them about that specifically later on. In other words, when I ask you to focus on brown, that's what comes up. You notice mostly brown. You tend to delete a lot of the other details. Isn't that true? Now, how does that relate to life? See, a lot of people in life stare at and focus on the brown in life, the, shall we say, feces of life. And other people, they look for the green. They look for what's growing. They look for what's alive. That's what you need to do. See, in life, we get whatever we focus on. Whatever you pay attention to, that's what you experience in your body instantly. So how do we control our focus? Well, that's a good question. For years, I've been looking at it. You know, I read all the books on positive thinking where they said, hey, you want to do good, you got to feel good. That makes sense. And if you want to feel good, you got to talk to yourself good and picture good. Well, the challenge with that, the challenge with positive thinking is what we've already talked about. Problem with positive thinking is you got to think about it. And it's a little bit difficult. We got to get ourselves conditioned to think more positive. Plus, I kept asking the question, how do you think positive? They say, be positive. How? Well, they said, you know, make good pictures. Well, how do you get yourself to do that? And so what I've analyzed for years is what determines, since there are zillions of things you and I could pay attention to at any moment, what determines what we focus on? Well, some of what we focus on, or most of it, is based upon our beliefs of what's important and our values. And we're going to talk about that in the next tape. But for right now, the thing that at this specific moment determines what you focus on is how you're evaluating things. Now, that sounds like a big chunk. But what do I mean by that? Well, the way we evaluate things determines how we feel. But what is an evaluation? Evaluations are nothing but questions. The way I found this out is one day I was realizing, well, you know, W. Mitchell's pretty happy because he's evaluated his life in a way that makes him happy. John Belushi's not here because of the way he evaluated things. He made himself actually feel bad when he had plenty he could have felt good on if he just focused on that part of his life's party, if you will. So I thought, how do I explain what an evaluation is? And then I noticed that I had asked a question to try to evaluate how to explain evaluations. And I thought, well, is it possible that evaluations are questions? I thought, well, that's a question too, isn't it? I thought, that's a question, isn't it? I thought, is that really what evaluation is? Is a question? And I noticed that was a question. Pretty soon, I whipped myself into a frenzy and began to realize evaluations are, in fact, questions. And I tried to mismatch it. That is, I tried to look at the opposite side, and I've tested it on all kinds of people. Maybe you can find the opposite of what I'm saying, but I don't know. I have found that thinking is nothing but the process of evaluating things. You're always evaluating, what does this mean to me, and what should I do? Those are two questions your brain is asking on a continuous basis. See, if I take my fist and I go wham and I bring it within 2 inches of your face, I guarantee you your brain's going to make some evaluations. Question number one, what does this mean? Question number two, what should I do? And your brain's going to evaluate. It's going to search your brain for your beliefs about what does this mean? Do I need to move? Is he going to hit me? What does this mean? And what should I do? Do I hit back? Do I adjust? What does my body need to do? We're always asking those two primary questions. But the questions we ask determine what we focus on. Here, let me be more specific, and I'll think you'll have an example of what I mean. I've said to you so far in this tape that what you focus on determines how you feel. I've also said that the questions you ask yourself determine what you focus on. Think of questions this way. Imagine your brain is the ultimate computer. And in that computer is the answer to any question you could possibly have. And by the way, I believe that that metaphor is really how your brain works. It can come up with the answer to any question you ask it. The Bible says, ask and you shall receive. A very true and real statement beyond what you might believe religiously, even if you have different religious beliefs. It is reality in my experience of how our brain works. Now, if you have this great computer and in front of you, the only way you get information out of this computer is to ask for it. You tap into this keyboard and you ask questions and bam, in answer to the questions, you will get responses on the screen. Your brain works the same way. You ask questions, you hit the keyboard with questions, and it will fire off the answers in your brain. But here's what's different about your brain than most computers. Whatever question you ask, if you ask it with the absolute expectation that you're going to get an answer, and if you ask it consistently, and you give the brain time to search for the answers, you will get an answer. By the way, any question you ask, you'll get an answer to, even one that doesn't have a basis in reality. In other words, this computer will do anything. It'll search its files and make things up in order to answer your question. What do I mean? Well, if you go around and ask your brain, why do these things always happen to me? Well, guess what? Your brain will search all its databases and say, why do things always happen to me? And it'll take every possible form of input of what people have said to you in your life, what you've ever said to yourself, what you've ever read or saw on TV, and it'll make up an answer for you. It always happens to you because you're a turkey. That's why, right? And all sure enough, now you feel lousy. You say, gosh, I'm a turkey. You feel bad and everything's not working out. See, whatever you ask, you're going to get an answer to. If you say, how come I'm so lucky? You know, how did I get so lucky? Your brain will search all kinds of things and show you that you're lucky. In other words, our questions determine how we feel. Now, if you've got certain emotions, certain feelings that you have on a daily basis that you don't like, habitual emotions, I'm here to tell you that the feelings you feel are come from what you focus on. So what you have is habitual focuses, and those focuses come from habitual questions. In other words, if you feel certain ways on an ongoing basis, it's because you're asking certain questions on an ongoing basis. It might be useful for you to discover what those are. I'll give you some samples. Questions that people ask themselves on a regular basis that make them feel lousy. Question number one is, why does this always happen to me? I want you to notice in that question is something we call a presupposition. A presupposition means you are presupposing in the question that things already happened to you. That may not be true, but as long as you ask questions that way, your brain will make up an answer for you. Here, I'll give you a good example. After the 1988 Republican National Convention, when George Bush selected Dan Quayle as his running mate, CNN ran a public opinion poll where you called a 900 number and vote yes or no to the answer to a question. But here was the question. It blew my mind. Question was, does it bother you that Dan Quayle used his family's influence to stay out of Vietnam and to get in the National Guard? Now, I'm paraphrasing just slightly, but that's what they said. Now, tell me, what's wrong with this picture? The challenge is they presuppose that he actually did it. They said, does it bother you? So your brain stops evaluating whether he actually did it or not and focuses on whether it bothers you or not. Does this happen every day with you? Do you ask questions that presuppose that you've got a limited level of intelligence or skill or ability and therefore get lousy answers in your brain? Listen, if you ask yourself questions like, why am I so fat? That question guarantees you're going to stay fat. You know why? Because you can go, why am I so fat? Your brain will go, okay, let me figure out some reasons. Whammo, here's why you're fat. Because you eat continuously and you have no control. And your brain goes, oh God, I don't have any control. And then you feel useless and you feel like you're disempowered. What would be a better question to ask yourself than why am I so fat? How about this one? How can I become more thin right now? Or what could I do today to start myself on the road to becoming more thin? And what do I need to do consistently to create the long-term results of health that I want? If you ask a better quality question, you will get a better quality answer. or I'll give you a step beyond that. If you ask a question like, how can I become more thin now? You'll get an answer. But what if you ask a question like, how can I become more thin now and enjoy the process? Ah, magical. When you ask that question, what happens now is you literally come up with not only an answer of how to lose weight, but also how to enjoy it. And since your brain likes pleasure, there's a much better chance you're going to follow through. Am I making any sense to you? I'm here to tell you that the quality of your life comes down to the quality of the questions you ask yourself on a daily basis. So if you're asking questions like, well, how come I can't ever learn anything? Just listen to that question. Or why can't I ever learn anything? That's even worse. Why questions tend to be what I call endless loop questions. Like, why did this happen to me? See, your brain probably can never come up with a definitive answer. It'll come up with all kinds of reasons, but you'll keep going into a loop. Now, I discovered the power of questions in my own life because at one time in my life, I was really, really angry. And I knew how to change my physiology and my movement to make myself feel better, but I didn't want to. You ever been in that state? Like somebody said to me, well, Tony, just change your physiology. I said, I don't want to. Right? I was upset. But the reason I was upset is what I was focusing on. I was focusing on somebody who had taken a bunch of money from my company and embezzled it. And I got pretty upset, to say the least. And I was walking around in a frenzy going, how could he do this? How could he have the audacity to do this? I may have even had an expletive or two. Who knows? The point is that by asking those questions, I was whipping myself into a frenzy. How could he possibly do this? Why would he do this situation to me? Well, guess what? You're never going to get an answer to that. All it does is whip you into more and more of a frenzy. Can you hear it? So finally, I said, okay, doing this is leading to more and more pain. It isn't making my life any better. I better ask myself a more empowering question. So I thought, what's something that's important to me? My answer is, I love to learn. I already shared that with you. So I said, okay, what can I learn from this? Well, guess what? My brain likes learning, so it was willing to focus on that question. And you know what? Out of that question of what can I learn from this, over the next 3 months, I literally developed a whole new level of understanding about what makes human beings do what they do. I developed literally a whole new technology, which I call Destiny Technologies. And I now do a whole seminar called Your Date with Destiny. And where we help people literally design their life so they are literally pulled forward in the direction they want their life to be, rather than having all this self-sabotage and challenges that come up for people. It's the most incredible program I do. It all came out of me taking a horrible situation and asking a better question. What can I learn from this? What can I get out of this that would enhance my life and other people's as well? How can I use this situation to create much more power in my ability to help people and help myself? Asking these questions allowed me to search my brain's data banks and create tremendous power out of that situation. After I was in that situation, I had other times when I get upset. Invariably when I get upset, it's because I was asking a why question. Why did this person do this? I don't understand. Or how could they possibly have done that? Because I would never do that. How could they do that? Well, I'll never get the answer based on that. So I learned to ask the question, what can I learn from this? Now for you, that might not be the right question. Maybe learning's not important enough for your brain to go, well, I'm willing to focus on that now instead of the problem. But my brain, I pick learning, or I pick something like, well, if I'm angry at somebody, I might say, well, what do I respect about this person? Now, I remember one particular guy, I said, what do I respect about him? And it was this guy who had stolen a bunch of my stuff. And I thought, well, at least he's using my stuff. You know, I do respect him. He's at least using it. He isn't just sitting back there, right? Sitting on his haunches, hearing stuff. He's at least using it. I respect that. What else do I respect about him? Well, he's at least going for it, and you know, and even though I don't think he's doing it for the right reasons, he's probably helping a few people. Who knows, you know? And I began to literally feel better. Then I began to ask myself this question. What's actually funny about this that I hadn't noticed? Great question to ask yourself. What's actually funny about this that I hadn't noticed? Now, again, when you ask a question, you got to be willing to really search for the answer. If you go, well, what's great about this that I hadn't noticed? Or what's humorous about this that I didn't notice? Or what's humorous about this I didn't notice? Then guess what? There's no way your brain's not going to go for it. But if you ask with a sincere interest and desire for an answer, you will get one if you keep asking. And so all of a sudden I started noticing things about their humors and I started laughing. Hey, listen, we've all heard the phrase, someday we'll look back and laugh on this situation. Well, if that's really true, why wait? Why not look back and laugh on it now? Why wait for years before you can feel good about something again? And the way to do it is change your focus. The way to change your focus is use questions. They're much more powerful than any other tool I've noticed. I'll tell you why. Questions basically do three things when you ask a question. Number one, when you ask somebody a question, it instantly changes what they focus on, and therefore it changes the way you feel instantly. See, if you're feeling lousy and I come along and I get you to answer a question like, well, let me ask you a question. What is great in your life right now? You go, well, nothing. I go, I know nothing is, but if there was something, it was great. You know, what could be great in your life? If I get you to really think about it, what it makes your brain do is search your files, and you know what? No matter how bad your life may seem, there's something great going on. There's no doubt about it. You know, here you are and all your friends this weekend are skiing, but you're home studying for a big test, and you feel cheated, and you feel left out, and you feel hurt. Hey, listen, all you need is a little contrast for yourself. What's great? Right now, this weekend, you're studying things that can make a huge difference in the quality of your life forever. These people are going to work their muscles and come back and probably forget about that situation, right? Or you're not in a Nazi concentration camp. There's a little contrast for you. You get to be learning because you choose to, not because you're forced to. You're studying something that you chose to study. You're actually creating a future for yourself. You're getting to use your brain. There's so many things you could focus on. You're in a free country. You're alive. You've got friends. You have people that care about you. There are millions of things you could feel good about. All you have to do is change your focus. And if you don't, you end up like the John Belushis of the world. Think about it. See, the choice is yours. So if I ask you a question like, what could be great in your life or what's great right now, if you really think about it, you can come up with something. Think about it right now. What's really great in your life right now? What's something that you feel really great about? Think about it. Or what could you feel great about if you wanted to? As you think about things that make you feel great, notice how it makes you feel when you think about that. What about that? Why does that make you feel great? How does that make you feel inside when you feel those feelings? And you know what? You can change your state instantly just by focusing on that at any moment in time.